The JVS Show.
Weekdays from 9.
Jonathan Vernon Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
I lived on £53 for the week, and you know what? It was perfectly doable.
You could do that week in, week out.
Well, if I had to.
If you had to. Well, I think it would be incredibly hard to do that. The whole level of poverty that you're in there would grind you down and make it actually more and more difficult for you to get a job.
But why should
How did you afford to wash your clothes? How did you afford the electricity? I presume you paid your electricity bills out of that.
Yeah. Would you like me to run through my expenditure with you?
Yeah.
Right, so we start off at £53 at the beginning of the week. I then instantly deducted my electricity and my water that I currently pay by the number of weeks in the year, which totaled a total of £18 for my electricity and water for an average week. I then deducted £2 for the biscuits that my cat eats. I then spent during the course of the week £20 on the food that I consumed. I factored in an additional £5 for toilet rolls, soaps, shampoo, which gave me at the end of the week a surplus of £7. So if I managed to do that for a week...
And you actually ate the food that you bought for £20?
Of course I did.
That's all you ate. Nothing else?
No.
Well, it is a very frugal life, and it's hard, and it's very, very hard.
Of course,
hard.
But what's wrong with that?
To pretend that it's anything other than hard, I think it's wrong, and say that it's perfectly doable. It has to be doable.
It is perfectly doable.
But I certainly would not like to be living at that level.
No, neither would I. And the one thing I can totally conclude from the end of the week is that living on that amount of money, I would very much prefer to go out and get a job.
I presume you didn't have a telephone either, and
luxury that is on £53.
Yes, well, absolutely.
Week.
But the government is also insisting that the new universal credit, you can only apply for it online.
So you go to your library on a Friday afternoon at my local library. They have free internet.
With all your personal details in a public access computer. Absolutely. People can do it, but it's not saying that it's necessarily either going to be safe in terms of your
What?
Your
so the taxpayer should pay for you to have a computer for the odd occasion you need
not.
To put.
I'm not saying that at all. I said that if you're trying to do that week in, week out. Month in, month out.
It's tough, absolutely.
It will be absolutely tough.
It would be tough.
It becomes so demoralising that what you find is people end up depressed and then ill.
It will either make you depressed and ill if you are that kind of person, or for other people it will say, you know what, I don't want this for my life.
For
I'm going to go out there and I'm going
to
find a job.
It doesn't matter if you're that type of person. Tough. I think that's a really...
But you're suggesting that in the occasions where somebody might be susceptible to depression, so therefore might feel a bit down in the dumps and might be less inclined to work, we should then pay more money to give them a better quality of life, which then in turn discourages everyone else from going out and finding a job.
I didn't say that. I said I think we should need to get real and face the realities of what it is like to actually live that kind of life. It is hard. But remember that the government is also saying that people are actually languishing on benefits, that it's such an easy life that is taking away the incentive they have to work.
Living on £53 a week is not an easy life at all. Living on £53 a week is blooming tough, and you've got to be incredibly clever with the way you cook, the kind of food that you buy, where you are shopping, all of those various things. You've absolutely got to be on top of it. I'm not for one minute saying, oh, yeah, it was lovely living on £53 a week. It was really tough.
You've discovered yourself. It's not far too much. It's just the bare minimum.
And I want to thank you so much for your generosity with time this morning. You've given us an awful lot of time. I really appreciate it. And I hope that our discussion has, at the very least, made everybody think long and hard about our benefit system and how much we pay people. Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Not at all. It was lovely to talk to you.
There's Dame.
I'm glad that you did manage on £53 a week. But perhaps my challenge to you is try it for 6 months and see how you get on.
But hang on a minute. Look, I'm going to have to talk to you again. People keep saying that. Why should I have to do it for 6 months just to prove that in 6 months it's still possible? We know that it's possible. If you can do it for 1 week, you can do it for 6 months.
And people have to do it. You must admit that it can grind you down and it can make your life quite miserable.
Or it can motivate you to go out there and find a job.